Well, the morning show is happy to welcome today. We go Mayor Mike Baranek. Good morning and welcome today.
Morning, guys.
Appreciate you coming in. And
he feels bad about Beaver.
I can tell there's sympathy there.
I don't even know Beaver, but yeah.
You're going to have a proclamation for the cow. Perfect. Well, let's go ahead. We'll dive right in.
400-pound pet.
Let's start out with the pit.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the art park and about the awarding of the contract and everything.
Yeah, so we're in the final stage. We got, I think, 14 entries in. So that got narrowed down to four. And then among those four, we get to pick probably a week from Monday who moves forward to build us a decorative art installation along the street. So dress up the pit a little bit.
So the streetscape side's going to be done, but the rest of it's going to still be the pit.
Correct, yeah.
Because of the contamination or why?
Well, between that and not really enough budget right now to finish the rest of it. So hopefully eventually we'll, you know, do something with the rest of it.
Well, it would be really nice, and I'm not going to be too critical, Mayor, but just to go down there and clean it up.
Right.
Maybe mow the grass or
that's
something.
That's not hundreds.
Right, that'd be nice.
That's not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cut the brush and the debris on the Central Avenue side, clean up the North Avenue side, put your display in there, rake off the bottom, and don't let it be the home for, what is it, three or four dumpsters?
Right, yes.
They're the resident dumpsters down there?
Yep.
Tires down there and everything else.
You know, it's right. If you were to take just that much, and then with your art display, you know, come on.
Should look good.
Come on, here we go. Let's get behind this project.
Yep. Should look good.
Somebody's got to do it. So what is the timeline then, end of August?
End of August, supposedly, for the whole thing to be done. We'll see if that holds true. But.
And this has to get awarded or you're going to lose the money, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's our last piece of our DRI project. So
that's going to be the end of that. Well, that'll be good to see that go forward. I guess some progress is better than no progress, you know?
There was a lift of something. Maybe it was on Temple Street the other day by the fire station. Are they still working on the roof?
They are just about done. I know they're wrapping up the last couple of things. So in the next couple of weeks there, they should be done completely with the roof.
Okay.
So that's pretty much done. We're referring to the firehouse roof right here.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to be good. Now, that also includes the clock tower and the rest of it. And then you've got to go and do the inside work. That doesn't include any of the interior work that was damaged as a result of the leaking roof, right?
Right, that's the next step. Now the roof's not leaking. And then obviously we didn't do the outside of the clock tower. That was over $1 million to just do the outside. So, but we did the whole inside, all the structure and the guts of the clock tower. So
you just jam a Casio clock in there and put a AA battery in there. And
right, yeah.
No, they don't. You can't get it until Saturday night.
You got to set it ahead 1 hour on Saturday.
Only climbing up there again.
There you go. Well, while we're on that topic, police station, some restoration as far as the historic preservation grant. Tell us where that is and what's going on with it.
Yeah, so all of our bids came in over budget again, so we're going to be rebidding it with more options. So we're breaking up the bid so that we can kind of pick and choose what work gets done to fit in the budget. That's kind of how you do that without taking scope out.
Do you have a hold-in cell?
There is one in there, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking for a place for Beaver.
No, I don't think he'll fit in there. No.
You looking for a place to spend the night or something? Or what?
No, but thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. It's an added service I provide.
You say, okay, of course, the Wiggle Police Department isn't on duty all night. Are they?
But if there's somebody there, they have to be.
If they're holding somebody.
Right.
Well, they'd only hold them to take them up to the jail, wouldn't they?
Now they do, yeah. It used to be different before the Caps Court, but yeah.
So that's where it is. So part of this project for the police station, windows, what else has to be done? Foundation work?
Yeah, foundation work, some brick work, most of it's windows, that kind of stuff. So.
Just need some TLC here.
Yeah, I mean, the brickwork is the most expensive part, but kind of the most needed part between that and the windows.
You still have a courtroom in there?
Yep, upstairs is the court.
Is that elevator?
No.
No, 80A so, yeah. compliant? No.
Because it's been there forever. So if we touch it too much, then we have to make it 80A compliant.
But. Could you do that? I'm not trying to put a snake in the grass here, but couldn't that also happen at the village hall?
It could, yeah. And if we get somebody that, you know, needs that, you know, like in a wheelchair or whatever, they can have court over there.
So a few options open anyway. Let's switch to the election. That's coming up March 18th. Tell us what's going on with that.
So we got an election coming up. Mayor, three trustees, court or clerk treasurer, and then the judge. So everybody's running unopposed.
But they still need your vote.
They do.
That's a good thing. Now, it's going to be Wednesday instead of Thursday this time.
Right. So New York State sets the schedule. You know, we don't have anything to do with it. And for some reason, they decided they didn't want to do it on St. Patrick's Day.
Imagine that. It's a holiday.
So it's a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. I've never seen
that. I love New York.
Something like that. Anyway.
That's why we should have that song on instant button. Just when we hear one of those where New York State makes a New York State call, you just get da 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 da.
That's right. Voting, I can do that.
Voting doesn't start till noon on Wednesday, so if you have a good St. Patrick's Day, you'll still be fine.
Yeah, you'll be able to heal up.
Just an added benefit that you provide right there. Now, one of the other projects that's in the works is the pool coming up in a two-phase project. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, so we want a grant through New York Swims to replace the filtration system. Which includes kind of the back wall of the pool, the way the filter works, and a bunch of concrete around the pool, and then the entire fencing. So we're going to start some of it before the pool opens. We're going to take a little break, open the pool, have a good summer, and then finish the rest after it closes.
So two phases, once again. One will be probably the end of August, and the other one's going to be prior to the pool opening up. So right. That's going to be right here.
It'll be soon, yeah.
So that won't take that long, but it shouldn't interfere with the operation of the pool as far as the opening and the closing. So.
Correct. Yeah, I think we'd have mutiny if that happened.
once you have a pool that's a community pool, a municipal pool that's open to the public, you always will have POV, preventive maintenance. Yeah. You'll always have that going on annually. I mean, there's certain things that have to happen annually. The filters have to be changed. Maybe there's some paint that has to be done. Maybe they need new lines, rope lines in the kiddie pool or whatever. Maybe the shower rooms need cleaning or adjusting or whatever. So people think, well, did they just do something to the pool last year? Yep. They'll do something to the pool every year.
We do.
We want to keep it a good place.
We do probably $5,000 to $10,000 worth of work every year, you know, just fixing whatever.
Basic stuff that you don't see.
You figure that pool has been destroyed at least twice as far as the floods and everything, and then just the age of it unto itself. Yeah. I mean, pretty much people gave it up a couple of different times, and they brought it back again.
Yes. Yeah, so. And this is a big project. This is, you know, a couple $100,000 that, like, we wouldn't afford very easily, you know, but we'll keep the pool running for another 30 years or whatever, you know.
Now, back when I was little, the diving boards were down on the end, and it was much deeper than it is now.
Yeah, after the flood day.
So they kind of filled it in or something. What was the purpose of that? Insurance? Or?
Yeah, I think insurance now says you're not supposed to have a diving board and deep end and that kind of thing. But
so that's what happened with that.
You know, somebody will drown or something. That'd be bad.
Do any municipal pools have diving boards? Like up in Endicott in Logan Park, up in that north side, do they have diving boards?
They still have a diving board in the Z pool there, and Binghamton still got diving boards there. But
the school has diving boards.
School does,
they do, yeah. So they're still around.
The public pool, they don't. I can understand the high board, but I can't understand why they wouldn't have a low board, at least one low. Well, in this pool, it's only, what, 5 foot?
Yeah.
Or 6 foot?
I think 5. But
yeah. That I understand, but.
That pool over in the first ward in Binghamton used to have that high diving board, and that was up there. You'd get up there, and the wind would start whipping at you, especially when you're about 6 or 7 years old, and it just seemed like you were, like, on top of the world, you know?
I bet, yeah. No thanks.
And down you would go. Thank you very much. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with the WeGo Mayor, Mike Barana. We've talked a little bit about the firehouse roof. We talked about the pit. We talked about the police station, historic preservation grant. We talked about the election. And we just ramped up talking about the pool. Let's move into First Friday.
Yeah, so it's First Friday.
Come
out downtown. It's going to be pretty decent. Lou says with the weather, right? Better than it has been anyway.
It's going to be, well, 40 degrees.
We're be warm.
Could have some moisture, but there'll be the shops will be open. The restaurants are open. The galleries are open. There's always something to do on the first Friday.
That's true.
So 5 until 8 tonight, I believe, is the schedule. Yep. And it's posted right now at their Facebook site, First Friday. And we go First Friday, and we'll post it up at our site as well, WEBO, your hometown station. So a little schedule, kind of downsized. According to Bree, they're going to really go at it next month starting in April. So.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the weather changes, and you'll get more outside stuff. And, yeah.
Just that time of the year, we're kind of transitioning, you know, into things. As of right now. So as we start wrapping things up here today, do you have anything else you want to mention while you're on the air, Mike?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. There you go.
You guys know more than I do. No.
Parting thoughts for today, Lou.
All is calm. All is bright.
All right. Very good. If you missed any portion of this interview, you want to check it out.
Just feel bad about Beaver.
I know. Right?
If you want to check this interview out, and why wouldn't you, you can check it out at WEBO, your hometown station. And our Facebook site. It's coming up right now at 9:28.